It's Saturday evening. You and I have arranged to meet up at a local hotel for a tryst. You're not quite sure what to expect, but I have big plans for us. We meet together in the lobby, then adjourn to our room. It's small and cramped, but adequate for our plans. I gingerly sit on the bed, and you join me. Eventually, you lay back, and I do the same. We start chit-chatting idly, but the conversation takes a more suggestive edge. You stretch, putting an arm out to the right side. After a moment, I snuggle closer to you, head on your arm, hand on your chest. My hand starts idly stroking, first just your chest, then down in bigger circular paths towards your stomach, and then I reach lower. First, I just stroke your upper legs, the inside of your thighs, teasing a bit, before crossing to the middle between your legs. I feel a hard bump there, and at first I just pass over it as if it were nothing, continuing the wanderings of my hand. But before too long, I move my hand back to the hard bump, and it stays there. Then I begin by lightly but firmly rubbing that spot, slow and steady. As time passes, though, I start stroking in a more determined fashion, moving up and down along the clearly defined line. The bump grows harder. I slide my hand up and begin unfastening your pants. Sensing I'm having difficulty, you reach down to do it for me. I slip my hand under the band of your undershorts and begin to climb in. I find what I'm looking for quickly, a soft, smooth head connected to a turgid shaft. Not yet having complete mobility, I start by playing with the tip. I stroke it with my fingers, grabbing lightly between my fingertips, and pull up lightly, as though trying to gently squeeze its juice out of it. I pinch and twist, lightly but firmly, twirling my fingers around the head, curling them under the lip and catching on it as I pull up. Eventually, I indicate that you should remove your pants, which you do, accompanied by your undershorts. Your cock springs free, standing straight up, pointing at the ceiling. You settle back down again, resting on the bed. I reach over and out, I grab your shaft, first just holding it firmly for a second, feeling its pulsing. Then I start to slowly move my hand up and down, caressing your cock, stroking its length. Before too long, my hand is sliding up even further on its way up towards the tip, lightly pulling my fingers up over the top of it. I know it's quite sensitive, so I stay conscious of your reactions, judging and changing my firmness and speed accordingly. On the downswing, my hand starts brushing over your sack, occasionally giving a gentle squeeze and stroke of the gems wrapped inside. My hand starts moving more strongly up and down your shaft, attempting to catch extra skin on its way up, so as to rub it, and not my fingers, over the sensitive tip. Every two or three passes, I twirl my fingers around the head, giving it a gentle tug, but not often enough for the sensitivity to be too much. Your breath becomes deeper, steadier, and I judge it's time to change tactics. I remove my hand, climb onto my knees beside you, and, reaching my left hand across your body for support, lean my face downward, leaving my right hand hovering freely in the air, waiting to take part in the action. I just look for a moment at the object of my desire, discovering it and reveling in its massive state. I pause only for that 1 second, preparing myself, giving you an extra moment of anticipation. Someone who knows what she's doing, who loves what she's doing, who wants nothing more than to feel the fullness of your cock in her mouth, is about to relieve a need you've had for ages. You're glad we've decided to meet up, if only for tonight.